Goeiemôre aan elkeen. Voorspoedige nuwe jaar vir elkeen. Ek eintlik het ek so smile in my. Hulle sit vir David eerste en dan vir my tweede. Minder Engels en David, ek dink hulle het hom eerste gesit omdat sy naam begin Engels is meer Engels as David. En ek is meer so my naam is Andries Louis Botus en is my vrou Linda, en ek het 2 dogters, en het is vir my lekker om vanoggend hier te wees. That's wonderful to be here. So, ek is hier so om vanoggend 'n paar nuwe woorde te vorm. Moet dit nie skool toe vat nie. Dis nie Grieks of Latijns nie, dit is eerder nader na Namlish, Namibian Engels, alright, Namlish. Alright, so, have grace with me, but I trust that the Lord will come this morning and bless this morning. I'm actually excited about this word this morning, and it's something that the Lord has laid on my heart. So, with English, that's like Paul say, it's a thorn in the flesh. I love the English, but it struggles with me sometimes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this morning. We worship you, we praise you, we glorify you. And we want to come and say thank you for your faithfulness to us. You are good. And we want to say this morning, Lord, you are good. And I ask, Lord, that you will come this morning and touch our hearts, that you want to do what you want to do this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate it. I've been about a year and a half now in Mossel Bay. And I must say, I've been through a lot of different denominations, a lot of different churches. And I must say, in this church, I'm enjoying it here. It's a wonderful group of people. And I must say, Monet, that's not here, doing a wonderful work, how he's leading the church, how he's leading the team. And I love it. I love to see it. I'm enjoying it here. I've learned a lot of things. So I appreciate it. And so excited about 2020 to see what the Lord all going to do. I want to talk to you today about the cost to follow Jesus. The cost to follow Jesus. That's what, if you want to put the title to it, you can put the title. And we have sing about God's goodness this morning. Is that right? Okay. Is it sing or sang or song? I don't know. But anyway, it's about His goodness. All right? And you know what? In Psalm 34, verse 8, it talks about, oh, taste and see how good is our Lord. Oh, taste and see the Lord's goodness. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him, or takes refuge in Him. And what interesting is of that psalm is that it is, it's actually what happens is, die verhaal het gebeur in 1 Samuel 21, verse 1 to 15, where David have run away for Saul, for his life. And he came to the priest Ahimelech, if you say that, that's a new word, but Ahimelech, the priest. And so what interesting for me is, yes, David, let's go back. Yes, David, Samuel came and anoint David. He have formed. And then he come to the battlefield where everyone of Israel feared Goliath. And no one wants to fight Goliath. And David stepped forward and he's fighting Goliath. He take no sword with him, and he pick up, soos hulle sê, En hy tel, David tel 5 klippies op. Nee, julle ken die story. And he kill the giant. And the king come and give him his daughter. I mean, that goes from suddenly he step public into his anointing. And suddenly the king see him. He bring him to his palace, if I can say it this way. And then give his daughter to him. He's married. And he eat from his table. And David have actually an awesome time. And he's so excited about, because he has been anointed as king. But suddenly, Saul wants to kill him. And he run away, and he don't know what to do. He's not sure, he's confused, because the prophet have anointed me, speak a prophetic word over me, that I will become king. And he run away for his life. He's confused. He's hungry. He don't know where to hide. And he come to the priest actually to ask a little bit of counsel. But in his fear, he actually lied. He didn't speak the truth to the priest. Ahimelech. And he asked him, is there any bread? Because me and my men are hungry. And he said, there are no bread, but the only bread there is the holy bread. In the Afrikaans praat hulle van die toonbrode. And that is only for the priest. And he said, I will give it to you. And they ate the bread, the holy bread. And the holy bread is when you baked it fresh every day. So that bread, think about it, I'm hungry. And it's fresh bread. And it's holy bread. And I can eat it. And he died the psalm. When he was after, maybe he was in a cave when he was writing the psalm. And he says, oh, taste and see how the Lord is good. And what interesting for me is David came and asked the priest, is there any weapon here? And the priest saying, no, the only weapon we have is Goliath's sword that is here. Now think, here's David in fear, wondering what's happened. He's in confusion, and the priest come and he take out this trophy, the battle that he have won, and he bring it to him and says, here's Goliath's sword. Do you think what happened through his mind, what happened through his heart, to remember the Lord have fight my battle? The Lord have done it in my life. And we need to come maybe today, and maybe you're in a difficult situation, and you need to maybe remind yourself of the times where you have won the battles, where the Lord have come through for you, and see the God's goodness for you, and remember that He is faithful to you. I want to encourage you today. And there's sometimes in my life where I was in a difficult place, but I need to put my one foot in front of the one foot because it was difficult. And I was need to remember myself when the Lord have come through for me. And then suddenly the priest come and give him, yes, the sword of Goliath. Remember, He is good. The Lord is good. And when I have chose to follow Him, when I have chose to follow Him, it's going to cost you. Oh, yes, it's going to cost you. All right? I remember in 1999, I was about 4.5 years married. And the Lord clearly spoke to me and said, yes, sell everything, give away, follow me. And me and Linda have packed up, sell, give away, and follow him for all these years. And I can come and standing here before you, and I can bring you awesome good things about High Points, the things that happened in my life. That was awesome. Actually, it sounds very good if I'm just going to bring you the High Points. But I can come and bring to you very low points in my life. That was very difficult. that I have many times have questioned and say, Lord, what do you want to do with my life? How does it work? I don't understand. And I see, I want to encourage you, I see his goodness. I see that he is faithful. He's much more faithful than I can be. He's much more faithful. And we decided we're going to follow him. And there was a time in my life, and when we go to study theology and coming back in Namibia and planting church and been here now. And sometimes I need to make a decision. Is I'm going to take the plow, I'm going to look forward, and I'm going to plow. I'm going to be focused, I'm following Jesus, I'm living for him because he loved me, because he gave his life for me. Therefore, I'm going to give him my very best, even in times when it is difficult. And then for this year, it's like I feel like, it's, can we come and put our focus and say, I'm going to follow Jesus with all that's in me. I'm going to seek him with all that's in me. I want to ask you today, are you following Jesus faithfully? Are you following Jesus faithfully? Or is there times where you feel like it's too difficult? I'm not sure. And I say, I was there. I was there. It was sometimes where it was so difficult. I say, Lord, help me to put the one foot in front of the other foot. I don't understand your plan, Lord. And I think David didn't understand his plan. How, he was confused. It's easy to read a story now and say, oh, that's an awesome plan. But if you're in it, it's difficult. And maybe you sit here and you with your life. And I feel this morning when I was praying about it, there's people that's been very, very faithful in ministry. And the Lord wants to come to you and say, yes, will you pick up it again? Will you put your hand again on the plow? Will you come and bring your heart again and trust me again? Because there was times when I say, Lord, trust you. I trust you because he is good. He is good. We need to say it to our soul that we know it. He is good. He is faithful. Actually, I've that song in my heart. It's for the children, actually. It's in Afrikaans, no, of obvious. It's Afrikaans. I know. I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to sing. Weet jy dat Jesus jou liefhet? Weet jy dat hy baie van jou hou? Dat jy kosbaar is? En speciaal vir hom. Weet jy dit? Weet jy dat hy vir jou lief is? Weet jy dat hy van jou baie van jou hou? En die plan wat hy vir jou het, the plan that he have for you, is good. Is good. He loves you. He loves you. That's why he has died for me, so that I can live. Blessed is the man that trusted him. Blessed is he. So, if it has been difficult, it feels like, Lord, I withdraw. Maybe you can make today that decision. Say, Lord, I will keep on following you with all my heart. Let's go to the scripture and say, yes, let's see what the scripture say in Luke 9, verse 57. It says there is, as they were going along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Doesn't it sound like, I will follow you wherever you go? It sounds like Linda the day when she married me and said, I will follow you every day. I will go. That's what she said. But she never realized how many times we're going to move, how many times she's going to pack, how many times we're going to go to different places. It sounds like she was in love. So, as they were going along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And I want to say here with this scripture is to follow Jesus is going to get very uncomfortable. Be this person, say, I will follow you. You have made his mind up. He wants to follow Jesus. Maybe you sit here and say, I'm going to follow Jesus with a pure heart, with a heart that really wants to follow Jesus. But he comes and he says, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. It's going to be a little bit difficult than you thought it's going to be. So maybe it's going to be a little bit harder. Are you sure you want to follow me? I'm on my way. I fix my eyes upon Jerusalem. That's the scripture before that. It says, I've put, English talks about, he put his eyes on Jerusalem. He put his face to Jerusalem. Something like that. Just the previous scripture. And then John and James come. While Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he came through the Samaritans' stad. When the Samaritans' stad gaan, they don't want to accept him. And then James and John say, let we pray for fire to come down like Elijah, that the fire will come down. And Jesus say, actually rebuked them and say, what spirit is this? The Son of Man have come to save and not to destroy. And I think John and James, Jesus have chosen them. He have called them. They say yes to the call. They follow Jesus. They've been a few years with Jesus. Now everything he's doing is to sit under his teaching. And here he comes. They say he's bring fire down. A total different mindset what Jesus have. They need to change. We need to change. When we follow Jesus, I need to change. Even that time they've been with Jesus, they still need to change. I need to renew my mind. So here, it's going to get uncomfortable because I need to change. And I need to stay in love. When it's difficult, When we are not so in love with one another and it's difficult, then it's really difficult. All right? And I need to put the hood on the fire, if I can say that. I need to put the hood on the fire. I need to look at my relationship with the Lord, personal relationship, to walk this road. I cannot do it my own ability, my own strength. All right. And then I need to learn. I need to learn not to love the world, the things of this world. Let's read 1 John 2, verse 15. Let's go to 1 John 2, verse 15. I need to learn not to love the things of this world. It says, they do not love the world or the things in the world. Let me read here, because I don't have my glasses here. I say, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of the possessions is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, But whoever does the will of God abides forever. The world and his desires passed away. It's net tydelik. It's net tydelik. And ek het nodig om te leer not to love the things of this world, but to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with everything that's in me. I need to love him. All right. And the next one, let's go to the next. To the next scripture of Luke 9. It says there, to another he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as God for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. This person says, Jesus come and ask him, follow me. The other guy says, I will follow you. But Jesus comes and says, so follow me. And say, let me first go and do this. And for me, it's years adjusting my priorities while I'm on the way. I need to adjust my priorities. I need to come back, actually, to the basics. What's the basics in Christianity? First of all, I need to pray. I need to close my door and pray. There's places I just pray. That's wonderful. But there's times that I'm closing my door and I'm praying earnestly. I'm seeking the Lord. For those who draw near to the Lord, he will draw near to you. It's like Monet's testimony this morning. You have prayed, you are seeking the Lord, you draw near, and you experience God's goodness. As simple as that. Lord want to pour out his goodness this year, this season, this time in your life. And I want to encourage you to draw close to him so that he can pour out his goodness, his loving kindness, his love over you. I need to pray. I need to read my word. That's the next one. Is I need to read my word. I need to get in the Word. One times or twice, three times is not enough in a week. Actually, four times. That changed me. That brings life to me. Meditate over it. Open it. Ask the Holy Spirit to say, show me, Holy Spirit, what does the Word say? Reveal it to me. Open my mind that I can understand the Word. So I need to get my priorities right. So I first need to pray in the Word and fellowship. Good, godly fellowship. I'm looking for good, godly fellowship that we can talk about the Lord. Talk about his goodness, his love, his mercy, his kindness. Talk about the Word. You need to look for that fellowship to talk about the Lord. And then I need another basic that's for me important is testify. I need to testify. And I believe that you will have more opportunities this year that you will testify. Talk about actually the one that you love. Because if I love someone, I'm talking about it. It will come out of my mouth. I remember my first person that I've preached the gospel and lead a person to the Lord. That was years ago, back in school. I still remember that. And that was awesome. And I want to come and encourage you and say, yes, if you haven't led someone to the Lord, haven't preached the gospel, you haven't testified, seeking the Lord, trusting him for this year, that we will preach the gospel, right? Because it, as Scripture says, that Scripture, that one that was, what, no, not op was, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Go and proclaim the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus wants us to do. Follow me, proclaim the kingdom of God. And so if I follow Jesus, I become more like him. Become more like him, desires of my heart is to tell more about him, to testify, to proclaim the kingdom of God. All right. In Daniel, it talks about, Daniel 12, it talks about is that for those who bring people to righteousness, it's now my own words, bring to righteousness, help people to get saved, they will shine like stars. They will shine like stars. There's a reward in heaven. Testify. Tell people about Jesus because he's good. He is good because he loved them. Tell them about him. When did you last help someone to come to the Lord? We need to have unction in our hearts. Is that the right word? Unction? Unction to function? I think sounds good. All right. I need to have an unction to function. All right. I say first point was it's going to get very uncomfortable. I need to be willing to pay the price. And then I say get your priorities right. Come back to the basics. That what is important, be important. Not the things of this world. Because it's going to disappear. All right. The first one is Luke 9:61. Yet another said, I will follow you, Lord. But let me first say farewell to those at my home. And Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Just let me go back. And I want to say here is, keep your focus. Don't look back. Don't look back. To say it fit means, that fit means is, be able to do the work. I'm ready. I'm able to do it. So, I've looked at my own life many times in my life, and that's the thing I've struggled maybe the most. If I can open my life here, is that I'm looking back and see the things I needed to change. I need have done it this way, or could have done it that way, or should have done it that way. And I start looking back. And I want to change the things in the past. And maybe you sit here today, and you keep on looking back. Maybe you come out of a divorce. Maybe things have happened. Maybe bad relationships. Whatever it is. And that things are difficult. It's hard. It's painful. And sometimes you feel like I've missed it. I don't know if the Lord has so much for me in store. I'm not sure about it. Maybe you beat yourself up. Maybe you disqualify yourself. And I want to say it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie because the Lord wants to use you. want you to put your hand to the plow and keep your focus and follow Jesus and let He work through you and let the gospel of Jesus be preached and helping in the body of Christ and living your calling, your destiny, your purpose out. I want to encourage you. Don't let that thing come and sit upon you and let you just keep on looking back to the past. You need to be set free of the disappointments of the past. You cannot change the past. It's done. If it's your fault or not your fault, that's awesome because Jesus came and He cleansed us. He washed us. And He said, the plans that you have for you is to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope for the future. And that was in the place where Israel had a bit droog gemaakt. All right. So I want to encourage you. Put your hand to the plow. Focus. Leave the back. Leave it. Step out of it. Get involved. Let that fire that was in you in the beginning come back. Let the Lord bring that fire for Him. That fire will burn high for Him. And serve Him with all your heart. Here's the call of Elijah. Elijah and Elisha. Elijah found Elisha. And the prophet Elijah come and put his mantle upon Elisha. And he say, follow me. And he say, let me go quickly and kiss just my father and my mother. Then I will come. He say, what have I done to you? Go back to your work. He was busy plowing. And he go back, kill the ox, have a great barbecue, a great braai, want for 12 years, gaan hy die profeet volg. Hy moet nou baie vleis eet. For 12 years, he followed the prophet. And then he picked up the mantle. After 12 years, he's serving him. He picked up the mantle and says, where is the God of Elijah? And he received a double portion. And he walk in anointing. But his whole life have changed. He have needed to step away from his past and never go back again. If I choose to follow Jesus, there's things in the world I've done, of the friends I have, it's not going to work for me anymore because my life has changed. It's going to cost you. You're going to sacrifice. But you know what? It's just a little. Because He is so faithful. He is so good. David's men, Saul's men come to David. Afterwards, here come Saul's men, everyone. And in 1 Chronicles, he talks about, and there was singleness of mind. So they came from Saul's family. King Saul is dead. He came to Saul's family and come to King David and make him king. And they say there was singleness of mind. They was with all their hearts with David. They have left Saul's camp and they committed and say, yes, I will follow King David. I will give myself to him and to follow him. And we need to come to a place of single-mindedness. We come to a place of, I will follow him with all my heart. All right. And maybe you can come today and say, it's hard. And I want to encourage you with this road, with this journey you have with the Lord. that you will give all in that. But I want to encourage you, there's a reward. All right. Now let's go and let's read a few scriptures of the reward. I need my. I was so excited, I didn't even take out my glasses this morning. Right. It says, we all will stand before God's judgment seat. 2 Corinthians 5:9 talks about it. We all will stand before God's judgment seat. Let me give you a few scriptures about his rewards, just to see what the word's telling you about his reward. Maybe that will encourage you. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says there, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. We cannot understand it. It's too big for us. I know it's part of salvation, but it's too big for us that we cannot understand what the Lord has for us. Onkoos. Has groot beloning vir onkoos. Do you know what the Lord has for you? Do you know that all the time that you're serving in the church, giving yourself in community, helping people, praying faithfully, seeking the Lord faithfully, walking the road, learn not to love the world, that there's a reward that God has for you that you not even can think about because he loves you, because he's good. He say the personnel served by Jesus, blessed are those, that's Luke 12:37. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. So Jesus is going to serve you if you keep on watching. If he find you watching and not let go. Receiving a crown of life, James 1:12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. And then last one, Matthew 16:27. Jesus is going to repay you. For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. He will repay you. If you believe in God, if you believe in the gospel, you need to believe in the rewards. Be faithful serving the Lord. Be faithful with all your heart seeking him, loving him. Get your priorities right. Get the basics right. And allow him to work through you so that people can come to the Lord. So that we will glorify his name and lift his name up.